Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time here on a Wednesday as we get you the midweek version of the good, the bad, and the dumb. So we're trying to get you into the weekend, good, bad, and dumb, but we start with the good of the day.
Good of the day, and Tony, you're going to love this good of the day.
All right.
It's a fun tradition that I have to highlight.
Okay.
And that is the annual tradition, or sometimes biannual tradition. I'm not sure how often it's how often this is taking place. Maybe you could shed some light on it. But it's the tradition of the revealing of cocky.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes.
So if you don't know who we're talking about, cocky is the fighting chicken?
Fighting chicken.
Of the University of South Carolina. And I didn't know this, but the mascot is not known. Who the person is in the mascot is never known.
Yeah.
Until the big reveal. And this year the reveal was done at graduation. Turned out that it was a biomedical engineering student. Her name is Sarah Sylvester. And she revealed that she was cocky by wearing cocky's feet to the graduation.
Oh, very cool.
So there she is in cap and gown.
Yeah.
Wearing cocky's feet.
That's awesome.
And then she proceeded to hype up the crowd doing all the performances that she does. The running, the jumping, the dancing, just hyping up the crowd. And you could tell that she is the mascot because those feet are huge and she did not falter once.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah,
what a really good video.
What an honor that must be to play cocky.
It is, and I had no idea that it was kept a secret. She's been cocky the last 2 years.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And she's a biomedical engineer.
Biomedical engineering.
How did she keep up her studies? And doing the cocky appearances.
Yeah, because here's the thing, right? Cocky just doesn't appear at football games or basketball games. He is at everything.
Yeah, and then you had the women went to the Final Four.
Yep.
You had, the football team, eh. But, I mean.
But he's at every
home
game.
You're at everything. You're at every home game.
But does cocky travel?
Yeah.
Maybe,
don't know.
Right?
I've never paid attention. Maybe, right?
But it's a really cool. I mean, the video is awesome. And I think people, like, she was running back and forth, hyping up the crowd, and I think people were slow to catch on, like, oh, wait, look at her feet.
Yeah, that's great.
How awesome
is that? How great is that?
So, but Twitter also had fun because, I mean, a lot of people were saying, this is awesome. This makes the Masked Singer look weak compared.
But I don't know about that, but that's good.
One tweet I did like was, some of Sarah's friends going, hey, why don't you ever come to the game with us?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, do normal college things. You never show up to the football game. You used to.
That's funny.
But you never go.
I'm too busy with studying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Got to keep up my studies. I got a big exam coming up. Yeah. Maybe you have to choose an obscure major, right?
I have to say, South Carolina athletics, outside of the women's basketball team, which has been outstanding over the last couple of years, mostly mediocre. I mean, football team, plays, sometimes Steve Spurrier had him with 11 wins. Baseball team won some titles. Basketball team has been hit or miss. But cocky always seems to get voted the best mascot.
Yeah.
One of the best mascots in college sports. So
yep.
That's the one thing people do put their pride into at the University of South Carolina is the mascot is one of the top mascots in the country. So
do yourself a favor today, people. Check out this video.
That's awesome.
Cocky reveal. Maybe be careful how you spell everything.
That's very true. Right. Be careful. Not necessarily safe for work. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. I got to give it to the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
There is a World Video Game Hall of Fame?
Yes, it's in Buffalo.
Okay.
That makes it even more worldly. They announced their 2023 inductees. All right, and here's your four inductees into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Barbie fashion designer.
Okay.
Computer space. And these last two, I guess I can understand. The Last of Us, I can see why they were nominated this year. And Wii Sports. And I do remember, Wii Sports was revolutionary.
Why didn't Wii Sports catch on? Why didn't it last? Why aren't we doing that today? Has anybody done a deep dive into why that? Because there was a time from like 2008 to 2011.
Yeah.
That was the biggest. Like,
oh man, I can remember this vividly. My cousin got it. And we were at his house for Thanksgiving. He and I stayed up to about 4 a.m. playing tennis. I woke up the next day, seriously, with tennis elbow.
That was awesome. Like, they brought this to senior centers for bowling and things like that.
It was great. It was,
like, golf. I remember playing the Wii Golf.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so fun. It was so fun.
I remember buying Tiger Woods golf.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And then doing, like, an actual golf match with a couple other people, and then the game lasted 3 hours.
It was supposed to change the way we were doing video games. Like,
like
instead of the controller, now your movement
controls
like
everything.
Xbox Kinect was another thing, and now you could move and be in the video game. And then everyone went, "Nah, I want to go back to the controller.
I just want
to
sit down."
Where did it fall apart?
I'm not like, sure.
The reason I bring this up is funny because about a week ago, maybe a little over a week ago, somebody on our Facebook town's Facebook page was saying, "Does anybody have an old Wii?"
Yes,
because they were looking for one.
We're constantly looking for one.
Yeah,
I would love to get an old Wii and just put it up in our entertainment room.
So I had one. I don't have one anymore.
I had one too.
I had the Wii board and everything, and we got rid of it.
I never did. We had the Wii board, but I never got into the exercise part.
No, I didn't either. I tried, but it was I did too. But you know, hey, how often can you hear that girl go, "You're obese," and I go, "All right, I know, I've got to lose some weight."
Because the first time was like, "You're damn right."
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, but don't you worry. 3 weeks into this, we'll be changing your tune.
Yep.
And then 4 months later, "That's obese." Okay, I get it. Oh my God, how many times can I step up and down? Blink, blink, so, blink, 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 blink. I'm not losing any weight.
But the reason why this is bad is because of what some of these games got in over.
Okay.
Right? Some that are still on the shelf.
Still and on I guess the shelf?
Will be next year's nominees, apparently, is Angry Birds.
Angry Birds was great. Why isn't that
And
in
I
there?
Think that, because did that kind of revolutionize app gaming on your phone?
I thought it did, yeah.
I mean, I know there were games beforehand, but this was like the first one outside of Solitaire.
I remember being resistant to download it, and then people were like, "No, no, play Angry Birds.
You gotta play, you gotta play."
I finally had it, and I was like, "This is great."
Age of Empires, which I've never played, but I see the commercials all the time.
I see the commercials constantly.
Call of Duty 4, there's NBA.
Again, that should be classic.
Yeah, NBA 2K. That's another one that didn't get in. FIFA International Soccer, that's one. But the biggest one of all, and this is the one that hurts the most, and it might hurt you the most too, Tony.
What?
Is it's still not into the Hall of Fame yet. Will probably be a nominee next year. GoldenEye.
GoldenEye for the Nintendo was one of the greatest video games they ever had.
Of all time.
It's one of the greatest games. In fact,
I think it's the first first person shooter game, right?
I believe it is. But it's so popular that if you have an Xbox, you can get it downloaded on the Game Pass. You can have it.
Can you, like the old
version? You can get the old version of that game on the, like, also on the Game Pass is the old Sega Genesis hockey game.
Okay,
1984. You can get a copy of that into your. But yeah, they have the GoldenEye of old. You can play the GoldenEye of old as a classic game.
Yeah, I have no idea why that's not in.
I know.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's from doing the mission to, you know, it was like the first one where you can go like, hey, you can get like, you know, a couple of your buddies to play at the same time, all in the house. That's part I had so much fun. I loved being the sniper.
Yeah.
Just kind of hiding up there and just shooting, picking them off one by one. I loved it.
That's great.
But yeah, for whatever reason, I mean, the reasoning behind Barbie fashion designer is because it was, you know, it came out in 1996 and it was the first game solely marketed to girls.
Oh, I got
you.
That is my problem with this is that I'm into video games, but I know that I don't know the whole industry, so I don't know why certain things would get in, but I don't know why I need an explanation as to why some aren't in.
And you know, video games have been a part of our lives, our entire life.
Right.
I've never heard of computer space.
No, I've never heard of that either.
So I have no idea what that is. But I guess, I mean, The Last of Us is kind of like, you know, the same reason Well, I brought it up last week. Kate Bush got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well,
you know,
The Last of
Media
Us
media influence.
Oh, I don't know. I never played The Last of Us.
Neither did I.
But when I
only know it as a TV show.
All right, here's the thing. I never played The Last of Us, but here's what I know of it. One, all my friends played it. Two, there was a guy that was when I was into Red Dead Redemption. I was watching a video on it, and this, you know, kind of the tutorial of it, and the guy said, "This is the second best video game I have ever played. It's not quite The Last of Us." He kind of threw it out there.
Okay.
So I think The Last of Us is still considered one of the greatest video games, open world video games of all time. Even the, despite
I'll
the
take
fact
your
that
word
it's 2014, 15,
yeah,
when it came out.
But big snub of GoldenEye.
Yeah, GoldenEye was the big snub. All right, we'll continue next.
Get the dumb next.
The dumb next.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. We got the dumb from the good, the bad, and the dumb. And then we'll talk about Philadelphia 76ers now up 3-1. Noah Levick is going to join us, NBC Sports in Philly, on the Sixers. What a game last night for Joel Embiid. 33 points. Fantastic game from him. Daniel House coming off the bench added 10. James Harden, they didn't need him to score 40. So the Sixers have been really... I mean, look, it's a 3-2 series lead, so it's not like the Celtics have been beaten up every game because they did get their two wins. But Philadelphia's... They're the better team right now. They are the better team. They're not up 3-2 because of some circumstance that Boston can shake off. The Celtics were beaten badly last night, so we'll get to that coming up. But now it's the dumb of the day.
Which I'm kind of glad that, you know, got carried over because sometimes, you know, a dumb needs to be investigated a little bit more. And the dumb of the day, I feel, has to go to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
All right, the LA Dodgers got the dumb. Okay, what did they do?
Well, it came to light that Mookie Betts is staying in an Airbnb. He rented out an Airbnb while the Dodgers are taking on Milwaukee, the Brewers in Milwaukee. And the reason why he's doing this is because the Dodgers are staying at the Feister Hotel. I'm not sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This was an NBA thing for years.
Yeah. And if you're unfamiliar with this place, this hotel is rumored to be haunted.
Yeah.
Now, Mookie Betts has came out and said, "Hey, I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want to test fate either." And his fear was that, knowing that people say this hotel is haunted, he would be up all night with every single sound that he
would
hear.
Absolutely. And then you go to the ballpark exhausted.
Yeah. Why? Why? Yeah. There isn't like a Ritz-Carlton or something.
I was just thinking that. Why are we staying there if it's haunted? Why
do you need adventure? Another challenge, Dodgers? I mean, is that it? You need a challenge? Like, oh.
Now, obviously, this hotel is 5-star because that's the provisions that the home team provides. Is they reserve the hotel for you. That's kind of the like. So Milwaukee has gone to what's the name of the hotel again? The
Feister
Hotel. Feister Hotel.
Feister.
So they go and they say, "Look, this is our schedule. We're gonna need X amount of rooms these times," and they work with the team, so they go, "Of course, we know what to expect, so that's what we do. We block these out for you." And then, so when you arrive, they've got those taken care of. You're right. Is there a Four Seasons? Is there a Marriott? No, I don't know about Marriott. Is Marriott up? Marriott's an upper-level hotel, right?
Apparently, this hotel, I mean, I guess a lot of teams stay at this hotel, and there's a lot of ghost stories coming up from it, but it's a very old hotel. It opened in 1893. Yeah. Bryce Harper.
God. Do they have a brandy room? Is that a brandy and cigar room?
Probably, right?
Women allowed? I mean, how long ago has this hotel been? Come on. I feel like it's the Titanic, right? Only the men go to the room to smoke cigars and have brandy.
Bryce Harper was talking about a time he stayed there last summer, and before he went to sleep, he laid out a pair of jeans and a shirt on the table at the foot of the bed. And when he woke up in the morning, everything was on the floor. and on the opposite side of the room.
Oh, God.
Brandon Phillips, everyone's favorite. Brandon Phillips talked about a time that for some reason the radio turned on. So he turned it off, got back into the, he was in the shower at the time and got in the shower. And when he was done, the radio was back on.
No, I'm out. That's how the creepy stuff starts.
Why?
I saw 1408. I'm not messing around with that.
I mean, why not? If you're going to go play the Colorado Rockies, why not stay at the Stanley Hotel, right?
Why not? Exactly.
If you're going to play the Padres, stay at the Hotel Del Coronado. It's an historic hotel.
God.
But yes, I mean, these places are haunted. Let's not do this.
Like, remember that movie 1408 with John Cusack? Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good movie. See, you see everything. I'm surprised you didn't see it. Yeah. It's based on a Stephen King novel.
I'm not really big on scary movies.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, this is a Stephen King novel about a haunted room in a hotel. Not a haunted hotel, a haunted room.
Right.
And everybody who stayed there goes mental and insane. And John Cusack plays a skeptic who debunks this stuff. And he goes, I want the room. And the hotel won't give it to him. And he finally convinces them. And he goes, all right, here's the deal. But Samuel L. Jackson plays the hotel manager.
Of course.
And of course, the way he tells the stories of the room is frightening in and of itself, the way he talks about it. He goes, when we change over the room once a month, we do it in teams. So like they're only in there for a few minutes. You know, because one maid got locked in the bathroom and they found her strangled to death. Like things like that.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, thank you. If I turned off a radio and I went to the shower and I came back and that radio was on, I am checking out of the hotel.
Yeah, immediately.
I'm not going to account it to electrical glitch or something like that. No. Yeah.
So for me, I don't blame Mookie Betts for saying, I'll stay in an Airbnb. No. I'm good.
No, because he's right. He's right. If you.
Yeah, you're just going to be up all night long.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's like every single little sound that you hear, you're going to be up.
And I'm with Mookie Betts. I don't believe in ghosts, but it doesn't mean I haven't mentally freaked myself out at times
in certain situations. I mean, I did say I don't like scary movies,
right.
But I religiously watched Ghost Hunters back in the day.
Yeah.
I did not miss an episode of Ghost Hunters. I loved it. And I always hoped and prayed that they would catch something, and when they did, I became more and more of a believer. There is a video of they say it's Walt Disney walking the grounds at Disneyland. That meant to me that's a ghost.
Yeah.
You know, caught on a security camera. He's just just waltzing right through. I don't know. I mean there's things that you can't explain sometimes, and it's like, Maybe that is.
I've gone downstairs, in the middle of the night to get something to drink, and I've mentally freaked myself out. You know what I mean? I've done that before, but I've never encountered something where I went, that's spooky. That is so spooky. I can't explain it.
Remember walking through the Hotel Del Coronado, which is in San Diego, very beautiful hotel. And we're just there kind of visiting, kind of checking. That's what people do. So a lot of times it's such a historic hotel. You go and there's like shops and restaurants. You go there and just walk around, grab lunch or whatever. But the hotel is rumored to be haunted. And we found the room that was haunted. We kept asking people, so a lot of people wouldn't tell us. But we finally found someone who said, it's this room right here. Just head to up there. I remember walking near that room and it was just, you had a different feeling. And I don't know if I did that to myself, because I didn't know the exact room number. We just knew the kind of location that it was by this one stairwell. And, you just kind of started walking around. And then there was just like an uneasy feeling around one room. And I don't know if that was, if that was psychosis taking over. Like we kind of did it towards it. But it wasn't just me. It was, the party that we were with. And everyone else was kind of feeling like, there's an uneasy feeling right here. And it's the room that was rumored to be haunted. We found that out after, that we found the right room.
And I never discount people's stories. Like, I'm not one of those. I always find, some people who want to debunk that stuff, I find them rude. Because if somebody tells me that in the middle of the night, their grandmother appeared to them and comforted them in a time, I'm not going to tell them that I don't believe in ghosts. Like, that's not my time to say, it was probably your hallucination, or it was probably the dumplings you ate that night.
What'd you eat?
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm going to be like, whatever.
Kind of mushrooms
awesome.
Were on that pizza.
Yeah, and I know I told you the story once. My grandfather had passed away. I delivered his eulogy exactly 1 year later. I was watching I was at Coors Field attending a baseball game, and my grandfather was a huge baseball fan, and a ball came into the press box and landed at my foot. Now, the baseballs in the press box was very, very, very rare.
Right.
And in fact, it was so rare that the ball hit the back wall and bounced up to my foot, and they circled it and they put a frame around it to say that the ball had come into the press box. It's kind of a cool thing because it dented the wall. And instead of fixing it, they just thought it would be cool. And it had to come at this very weird angle. And the ball was hit by Timo Perez of the New York Mets. And my grandfather's favorite baseball team was the New York Mets. And I remember, like, I still have it. It's in a case in my office. I'll buy the theory that that was a little gift from heaven, sure. Yeah. But I don't have, like, evidence of that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, you know, but those are the feelings people have in those circumstances that I don't want to be discounted. I don't want to just chalk that up to coincidence. I just, even though it probably is, but I don't want to do that.
But I mean,
but so I don't do that to other people. But so good for Mookie Betts. Get an Airbnb. I wouldn't mess with that stuff.
No, I wouldn't either. Because, I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, any little sound you hear, you're popping up. You know, you're probably looking out the door like, what was that? You know, checking down the hallway. No one's out here. Or worst case scenario, you check down the hallway and you see a shadowy figure at the end. And
oh, good Lord. Now that that's enough. If I see a shadowy figure, I'm waking everybody up and
you're running through there like Paul Revere,
no,
right?
Exactly. I'm waking everybody up. No.
Going to the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, if I see the Slender Man or anything creepy like that, like all these people have cited over the years, Mothman, Smiling Man, all of these that have been around over the years, I ain't messing with that. I am messing with a 7'7" slender, smiling alien. No, thank you. No, thank you. All right, we're going to talk Sixers. How are they pulling this off against the number 2 seed in the East, the Boston Celtics? Noah Levick will join us next.